thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
It's time now for some bizarre news from a rather bizarre man. It's Blind Journalist Paul Bright. Hello.
Well. How are you? Are you happy?
Yes.
Are you sure? You had to think about that.
Well, you know, you do have to think before you give a snap response to some of your questions.
Oh, well, there you are. I am very happy.
And I never asked you.
No, well, I am.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that, though.
Good. And I'm pleased you are. I am pleased they are in the United Arab Emirates.
Mm-hmm.
Because they... How's this for a job? How would you like to be a happiness officer?
Well, on the surface, it sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what happens here is...
You're tickling people.
I wouldn't mind that, but it could land you in all sorts of situations.
Well, it certainly could.
They are actually going to send selected people from the Emirates to the UK and the US to train... in happiness.
Where?
In the UK, it's going to be the Oxford University Mindfulness Centre. And a place at California University.
What part of England is that?
Yeah, that's the United States of England.
So we're experts in happiness, are we?
Supposedly. I'm not sure we knew that.
And they've got all the sunshine.
Well, they have. They have the idea is that they want to be the happiest nation in the world.
And why not?
Absolutely. And let's talk about a nation that is not very happy.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, fairness.
Indeed. And Germany.
Mm. Now,
which might be a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And now the reason is in particular part of Germany, in fact in Dusseldorf, the residents of Dusseldorf are being asked to pay... for a road construction that started in 1937.
Well, right, okay. So that must have gone into the war then?
Well, yes, it started before the war.
That's taken a while, hasn't it?
Well, it has. Now, the reason this has come to light is that they've just added new pavements around the road, and until they did that in 2009, it was considered to be still under development.
Right.
So now it's finished... The residents have got to stump up a fair amount of money. I can't remember the exact price, but it's a good chunk of money to pay for this road construction and also to pay for a sewer that was built in 1956 and other various constructions around the area as well.
So what's the problem? Because, I mean, they're obviously using said road and the sewers.
Well, they are, but I think the initial problem, until it was explained to them, was the, hang on a minute, you know, we already pay enough as it is, shouldn't that be enough to go towards it? And they sort of explained, look, it was still ongoing, it wasn't finished, so you've still got to pay, and now it has been finished.
Mm-hmm. And was there any kind of war influence with the road?
Not necessarily. I just think the fact that it was built at a time... the media, of course, seized on the fact that it was built in the 1930s during the rise of the Nazi Party.
Mm.
It has been dubbed payment for Hitler's asphalt, because mm-hmm. that was not by us, though. Not by us, no, by German media. So the media have had some fun with it, but it has been sort of agreed. And the line from those who protested was, well, if that's what it is, that's what it is.
And I think in Germany, isn't it? I don't know if I'm right in this. If you're listening in Germany, you could correct me. But there's a lot more devolution in Germany. I think they have... each town has its own sort of powers, tax-raising powers, and or district, the sort of thing. There's a lot more, like, mini-states in Germany, I think.
Yes, I think you are right. But again, I'll stand corrected, so...
Yeah, we stand corrected. If you'd like to correct us, we will stand for that.
Absolutely, we will.
Right.
Well, I tell you what, it's thirsty work doing this job. How about a drink? Do you fancy a drink?
Yeah, it's a soft drink.
Of course, but on a serious point, in China, they are banning, in a certain region of China, eastern China, they are banning civil servants from drinking on the job.
I should think so. Well, is there a problem there?
Well, there has been a problem with various people dying of alcoholic poisoning.
That's just slightly excessive, isn't it?
A little excessive, but they do have quite lavish lunches, I'm told, the Chinese civil service. And I was once told that we used to have quite lavish lunches in our English civil service or in the British civil service that until recently. So they've finally decided we're going to ban you from drinking on the job and all the functions and dues that you used to go to. There's going to be a lot less booze on the go.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, the clue is...
Oh, at the end of the day, you can do what you like.
The clue is in the name, the title of the job, civil servant. So you wouldn't expect your servants to be going around living it up and partying, would you, on taxpayers' money?
You wouldn't be surprised, but you're absolutely right.
And steamboats.
Yes, and all that sort of thing.
Rice wine.
Oh, I've never tried it. I've heard good things.
Yeah, I think I've tried rice wine, but I couldn't tell. And we're not recommending that to anybody
Well, not
else.
On the job anyway. Well, like I say,
certainly
afterwards.
Not. Certainly not. And not if you're under the age of whatever age you should be,
yes. Yeah.
So I think we've cleared that.
We have. Of course, it won't surprise you to hear that the people who aren't impressed with this, beyond the civil servants, are the alcohol sellers. Well, the alcohol sellers, the restaurateurs and the bar owners and all such. And it's put quite a few out of business.
How many civil servants have they got?
I think it's most of China, isn't it?
Oh, well, you know, well, that's the price of change, isn't it?
Yeah, and the price of change and the price of fame and notoriety has actually come to the rescue of some feline friends.
Ours?
Not mine or yours, because neither of us, I certainly haven't got any. I don't know if you have.
No, I've got a couple.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Not my own. Just,
not your own, you borrow them.
Just friends.
Oh, well, there you are. Anyway, in China, in a particular museum, there were some stray cats hanging about.
Not the band.
Not the band, no.
Right.
But they were hanging about anyway, adopting this museum as their home, which was home itself to many ancient monuments and things of that ilk. And there was an outcry when one cat went for a small child that was bothering it. And the mother of this child raised a complaint, and the museum said, "That's it, we'll get rid of them." Quite literally get rid of them.
What, the children?
No, the cats.
Oh, right.
And there was an outcry, public outcry, and 18,000 plus people got in touch on, I think it's called Weibo. I don't know much about this site. I think it's a Chinese special.
Bebo.
Weibo or Bebo or
Bebo,
something.
I think, yeah.
Whichever, however it works, anyway. And said, please don't get rid of them. It's their home. And, you know, they were just doing what cats do, protecting kittens and all that sort of thing. And the museum had a meeting and decided they could stay.
And they're probably doing useful things like catching mice and things.
I would have thought so.
Mm-hmm.
And all they've done now is put up signs saying, please don't approach cats.
Yeah, don't feed the cats.
Because they, I would imagine if they're stray, they could well be feral.
Yeah, they might be, you know, they might have been brought up in a rough family.
That's right. And what the museum is doing is having these cats vaccinated and sterilised and all the things that will help them.
Maybe they could send them for happiness training.
Well, why not? Yes, absolutely. And then go and have a drink afterwards.
No. If you've got any bizarre news, or you might even have heard some of these stories, and you might think, well, I know something else about that. We really don't mind.
We don't. You can get in touch with us, unless if I'm not here next week, I'm under a pub table somewhere. If you search for RNIB Connect Radio, you can find us there.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you later.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.